Tell me your name.
Mike Kennerly.
Before we started recording, you were telling me a story about the star. Would mm-hmm. you tell me that story?
Yes. I had a girlfriend from Orlando, and I took her up to Mill Mountain. We went to the star. We were looking at the overlook, and we wanted to have our two cells in the picture, and there were some ladies up there that were glad to help us out. Well, it turns out that my friend from Orlando, these visitors were from Winter Park, which is right north of Orlando, so that was a kind of a happenstance thing. And we enjoyed each other's company, and that's pretty much the star, my story, more recent, within the last 2 years.
Right. Now, I know you said that you have lived in this area all your life,
right.
So do you have any other recollections or memories of involving the star?
Well, just the fact that that it changed colors on the 4th of July, it would be red, white, and blue. I don't think this is anymore, but when you had a death or some death, important death, it would turn red. I don't remember that. I don't believe that happens these days.
No, I don't believe so either.
And I'm not sure if it's still red, white, and blue at the 4th of July or not. I don't think it is either.
I don't think so.
But this it had more capability or whatever back then.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, many memories of up there at the star. As a kid, I would get up under the star, climb around there. You couldn't climb on it. I was too short. But I always wanted to be around the star. And It's just home place. It's Roanoke. It is Roanoke, and it's Roanoke to me, and it's part of my heritage.